So, when you were planting, and did you have some mechanism for planting out?
Yes, it was called a trowel and a finger and bend your back. Because when Dad was growing cauliflowers, they always saved their seed. They had their different varieties. All the growers had their different varieties that come in different times of the year. They used to grow, save the seed, and select the particular selection and save the seed, and they grew the seedlings in seed beds.
Oh, yes.
Then transplant them out. We used to run the water down trenches from the cauliflowers. They used to use a trowel just to pull the wet soil apart and drop the plant in. It was all flood irrigation. Then with celery, we used to run it water down the trenches. We again used to grow our own seedlings. You'd select them out of the seed bed, leave the weaker plants and select the best plants, and you transplant them. You'd cut the tips of the taproot off and cut the tops off, then you'd finger plant them in the mud. So it's been head down and backside up, and you'd start planting celery in December, late December, and you plant right through until early April. You'd plant every week, so you'd have a continuity of supply coming when you start to harvest every week. So it was very, very important to get your planting done so you had that continuity of supply.
I'm amazed at the amount of how Campbelltown became known as the celery centre, and just how much celery, for example, was grown here.
Well, in my early days, they used to send train loads of celery to Melbourne.
Really?
Then later it used to go to Sydney. They used to send it in ice cars. So the celery would go down to the coal stores and be pre-cooled. We stacked in cars, which were rail cars that were stacked up with ice in the ends to keep it cool. That was the early days when it used to go to Sydney. But Melbourne, we used to go down to I used to go at least twice a week to Melbourne. It used to send it up to a train load to Melbourne. But what happened, it was eventually the growers in Melbourne got hold of some of the varieties and gradually started to grow it and started to persevere with it. And the climatic difference over there enabled them eventually to grow all year round. They tolerated a lot of losses in the early summer, late spring, when it used to bolt, go to seed. They tolerated that and they persevered and persevered and eventually developed varieties where they could grow all year round. So there's practically no celery growing here in South Australia now, a very small amount. The biggest growers in Australia are in Melbourne.
Really?